and let all glory be to your holy name. For in Jesus' precious mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good evening. This evening I'll be speaking to us on a subject that has been given to me by Reverend Greg, who gave me the privilege of speaking to us this evening. So I've been asked to speak to us on journeying with Jesus. Journeying with Jesus. How do we do that practically? And then, what do we stand to gain once we begin to obey the instructions of the Lord? Journey with Jesus. What does that mean for us today? Journey with Jesus. And I like the prayer that we pray. We've been praying in our songs, so that we will grow into the image of Jesus Christ. By the reading of his message is what I will come to us tonight. And that's my heart's desire for every one of us here. And I pray that that heart desire will be granted in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Journey with Jesus. Journey with Jesus. Holy Spirit, help us to... Okay, yeah. For the sake of emphasis, let's just go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 1. 2 Timothy. So I'm just reading here from because of time. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. So I'm reading from the Amplified Version of the Bible. He says, "But understand this, that in the last day we call perilous time of great stress and trouble, hard to deal with and hard to bear. For people will be lovers of self, self-centered, lovers of money, and aroused by inordinate greedy desire for wealth. People will be proud, arrogant, contemptuous, boasters. They will be abusive, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, and profane. They will be without natural affection, callous, relentless. They will be slanderers, false accusers, troublemakers, intemperate, loose in morals and conduct, uncontrolled, and fierce and eaters of good. They will be treacherous, betrayer." Okay, let's stop there. From verse 1 here, it says, people will be, the hard time will come in the last day, in the end times. In the end times, I believe we are in that time already. In time of great stress, people will be under great stress, economy will be under great stress. Nations of the world will find themselves in difficult challenges that it will be difficult for their leaders to navigate, you know, to find a way around it. So as individuals, so it's a time of great stress. So it's going to be a challenging time. Then the question is, how do we survive the hard time? That's the question we want to use this message to answer. How do we survive as Christians, as children of God? How do we survive this hard time? The realities of our time is that the times are hard. Things are difficult. People are being challenged in their life, relationship, finances, health, you know. People are being challenged. How do we survive it? As children of God, as disciples of Jesus Christ. So, what I believe is that the way that the Lord has prepared for us to survive this hard time is by feeding on Jesus Christ. Is by feeding on Jesus Christ. Is by learning to journey with him. Is by learning to journey with him. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 10. He says, "For those of you that find yourself in darkness, that there is no light," he said, "keep walking through that darkness, through that darkness." He said, let those who find themselves, that suddenly they find themselves in a dark place, challenging moment, say, let them trust in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. And who is the Lord? Jesus. Let them trust in the name of Jesus and rely upon his God. Trust, faith.
faith, trust in God, trust in God. Jesus Christ himself in John 6, chapter 6, verse 33, he said, the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world, give lives, the bread of God. So I said, how to survive the hard time is by feeding on Jesus, learning to journey with him, So this teaching is just to encourage us, and I pray that the Lord will be able to say enough word that will encourage us, you know, to progress in our spiritual journey with Jesus. Hallelujah. Journeying with Jesus. Journeying with Jesus. So those who find themselves in the night season, let's put it that way, fearful moment when you are asking yourself, what will become of me in the future? See, I want you to know, Jesus is enough. Jesus can undo your future. He has good plan for you. Jesus is enough. He's in control. He's in control of your life. He's in control of the future. There is nothing that, you know, can catch him unawares. He is in control of your life. I want to say that again and again. You have nothing to be afraid of. Jesus is with you. He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He is with you. He's in control. He will help you. He will help you. And the long night, it will not last. Because just look around. Jesus is always there. One of the songs that we sang here said, he's present in trouble, in trouble time. Psalm 46, verse 1. He said, he's our present help in trouble. Right there before the trouble came, he's already sitting there. Psalm 20 says, the Lord will send you his help in the days of trouble. He will send help from his holy sanctuary. So, God, Jesus Christ, is with you. But it is important for us to, you know, encourage each other. Jesus told Peter, he said, after, you know, he was going to deny him, Jesus now said, Peter, after you have repented, you know, of your betrayer, he said, then it's a time to strengthen your brethren, your brothers and sisters. I believe that's what the Lord wants me to do in this place today. Okay, now, journey with Jesus, I want you to know this. First of all, start with an invitation from Jesus for you to come to him. When he was calling his disciple, Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, Jesus said, come to me. He said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Follow. So it starts with an invitation. Journeying with Jesus. Start with an invitation from Jesus to you to do what? To follow him. And he said, there's one aim. There's something he wants to achieve. He said, by following him, the end goal of that will be, you will be made. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. I will teach you how to fish for men. But you need, first of all, you need to follow me. You need to follow me. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. That is the call of God to each and every one of us. We that are his disciples. How do we survive the hard time? By feeding on Jesus. By learning to journey with Jesus. By learning to walk with Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. If we are making progress, there's a man in the Bible that I really find his life very encouraging, very challenging, and very inspiring. That was Enoch. Enoch. So the Bible talks in Genesis chapter 5, verse 21. Let's go there now, every one of us. Genesis chapter 5 and verse number 21 to 24. So Genesis chapter 5, quickly. Genesis chapter 5. Okay, I hope I have enough light in this. Genesis 5. Genesis chapter 5. So Bible speaking about 21, verse 21. Okay, praise God. Genesis chapter 5, verse 21. Bible says, Enoch lived 65 years and had his first son, Methuselah. He then begat Methuselah. Then after he begat Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughter, verse 23. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Verse 24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. God took him. Enoch walked with God. The Hebrew word that was translated walk there means Enoch walked hand in hand with God. It was like him, he had the hand of God in his under his armpit. They were walking together, hand in hand with God. In and out, every time he went out, God, just, you know, he went out with God, he came in with God. He was conversing with God, he was listening to his voice. And the more he did that, he was growing closer to God. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, he was no more, for God took him. He was translated. In Hebrew 11, the Bible talks about him, that he has this, you know, credit to his account, that he pleased God. By faith, Enoch walked with God. By faith, his faith helped him to walk with God. His faith was not for getting something. So Enoch walked with God, day in, day out. In a very challenging moment, at a time that the whole world was full of sin, ungodliness, wickedness, sin was flourishing all around him. But Enoch rose above the challenges of his day. His days look pretty much like our own day too. But he rose above unrighteousness and evil in his days and walked with God. There was no Bible, no hymn book, no church, no preacher. You see? No fellow Christian to encourage him, say, let's pray together, sister, I have this challenge. No, there was none. All Enoch had was a story that was passed down from generation to generation, that your great-great-grandfather, Adam and Eve, they had a God. They walked with him in the cool of the day. And Enoch, that story alone triggers something in Enoch. Enoch said, I want to know him too. So, Bible says, without faith, that he who comes to God must believe that God exists. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And that God is a rewarder of those who seek him diligently. So, Enoch had faith that that God exists. He had faith in the existence of God. Unlike what many people say today, that God does not exist, we don't do God. No, Enoch took it as he said, he wanted to know. Nobody was following that God at that time. Nobody. There was no light to God. But somehow, Enoch find his way into the heart of God. The Bible says, for 300 years, he walked with God in deep communion, fellowship. He walked with God. Constantly, he was in touch with God. When Enoch went out, doing his own business, probably was employed in a job, Enoch, his mind kept on going back to God. He was in constant communion with God in a day where there was darkness. At a time there was darkness in the world, how to survive the hard time? It is by choosing to walk with God. It will make a difference to our life. It will make a whole lot of difference. Jesus is the one that we really need. Fellowship with him, regular contact with him. Talking to him is what we need. Enoch did it. Enoch didn't give any excuse. Despite all the responsibility that fell on his shoulder, he was a father, he had wives, he had sons and daughters, so he had a family. So the fact that he has a family couldn't get in the way of his communion with God. And I hope I'm not speaking too fast now. Okay, so he walked with God despite he had responsibility. We too have responsibility. That should not stop us for finding time for Jesus, journeying with Jesus. Jesus said, follow me, and I will make you. He not walk with God, and he was not, for God took him. So, Bible said, he not was not. Of course, we understand that to be translation. That Enoch, God, you know, his communion with God, when, you know, got so deeper, that one day, God said, no, I'm not going to leave you here anymore. Come and join me permanently in heaven. Amplified Bible said, God took him home to be with him permanently. God took him home to be with him permanently. It wasn't his spirit that went to God. No, the Bible says his entire body. He had no grave among the men on earth. He went, God took him, literally. It was as if people were watching him walking, were walking. They were following him. They saw he was going. All of a sudden, he just vanished into the thin air. They couldn't see him again. For God took him. That's true. But there's still something deeper about that word. He was not. Enoch walked with God. He was not. He was not of this world. As he was growing in fellowship and contact with God, he was losing interest in the things below. He was setting his eyes on things above. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. He says, set your eyes on things above and not on things below. He obeyed that scripture. He was seeking for God. Bible says he was not. He was not of this world. The things of this world do not matter to him anymore. The achievement, the wealth, no. He wanted nothing in this world. God got all of his attention. God had all of him. God had all of Enoch. He did that for 300 good years. That was a record. That was a record for 300. Journeying with Jesus. Journeying with Jesus. Journeying with Jesus. And he was not. He got to a point. God couldn't leave him here anymore. He took him to be with him. He took him to be with him. Intimacy. What are we talking about? Intimacy with Jesus. Journeying with Jesus involves intimacy. Intimacy. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. He said, he give me the tongue of a knowledge that I may know how to bring the right word to the God's people at the right time. Word in season. He said, morning by morning, he wakens my ear to hear every morning. Daily walk with God. Daily walk with God. That is the call of a disciple. I see every one of us here as disciple of Jesus Christ. So one of the call of disciple, one of the things that God has called us to do is to learn how to walk with him day by day. Lord, I want to see you more clearly, love you more dearly, follow you more nearly, day by day. Oh Lord, I want to see you more clearly, love you more dearly, follow you more nearly, day by day. Enoch walked with God, and Bible says God was pleased with that. Hebrews 11 verse 6. God was pleased with his faith. Then let's look at his faith, because journey with Jesus is about faith. When Jesus is calling you to step on water like he called Peter, the rest of the disciples were in the boat, in the security of their boat. Jesus said, it is I, come. And Peter stepped out of the boat. Where feet may fail, just like the preaching, the ministration, the youth and leader gave us today early in the first service, in the morning service. When the Lord is calling you to do something that is bigger than you, that makes you afraid, you see, you can only do that by having faith in the one that has called you to come on the water. By having faith. Now, listen to Paul now. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12, Paul said, he said, for I know him whom I have believed. Keyword, know and believe. I know him whom I have believed. The one I trust, the one I have faith in, I know him. The reason why I'm going places for him, I'm doing all this exploit, I'm enduring affliction and persecution, is because I know him. It's not theoretical. I didn't just memorize the promises of God in the Bible. I know the person of Jesus. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. That's true. But principally, faith comes by hearing from Jesus. Jesus is word of God. Hearing from him, every scripture, every truth of the Bible, truth of the scripture is supposed to lead us back to Jesus, lead us back to the place of intimacy. You see, Paul said, I know him whom I have believed. The reason why I believe him is because I know him. We have intimacy. We are no stranger to each other. We know each other. The same man who is deeply in love with his wife, both of them know each other. He said, I know my husband. He can predict her husband. He can predict his wife because they know, they have a relationship. Paul was saying, I know him whom I have believed. I know him who I believe. Everyone who walk with God, everyone who has strong faith in the Bible was a product of their relationship with God. Let's not forget about that. So what do we need to focus on in this hard time? Our relationship with Jesus. Intimacy with Jesus. Of course, there's also an aspect to our discipleship, to the call of Jesus to us today. Jesus said, if anyone will follow me, let him deny himself. Matthew 16, 24. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. If any one of you will follow me, if anyone will obey my call to you today, he said, you must be prepared to deny yourself, self-denial. You must be prepared to sacrifice your own ambition and your plan and take up my plan and purpose for your life. You will sacrifice your comfort, your sense of security. It may mean you may have to change the location in order to fulfill what I'm calling you into. It may mean you may have to leave the known, the security for the you know, insecurity. If anyone will, let him deny himself, that we are called to self-denial. As disciples of Jesus Christ, there is self-denial. Some of us here, or many people here, you may have begun that journey of self-denial with Jesus. Keep going. There is a reward. Let him deny himself. He said, you will not lose your life. You will not lose. So it begins, journey with Jesus begins with an invitation. It involves the cost of discipleship, intimacy with Jesus. But then, there is something I want to speak to you about. You see, it also culminates in being with Jesus in glory. For us Christians, Bible says, if all our hope is in this world, that we are of all the whole people in the world, that we are of all men most miserable. If what we think all of our life hence here, if all of our hope hence here, except we are most miserable. At least people in the world who are not following Jesus, they are using their time for their business, for their sports, for whatever they want to do. But we are denying ourselves. God has placed a demand. You are fellowship looking for God, coming to church, serving people, serving God. He said all of that has one goal, where we are going. Where we are going. The Bible is clear about that. The call to journey with Jesus, it will culminate in being with him in eternity. Where we are going, the Bible says when we get there, we are going to see Jesus face to face. I know because of time, I'm trying to rush now. That Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. He has prepared a place. That place, there is no pain there. There's no sorrow there. In that place, there is no disease. Everyone who make it there, they have ceased from their labor, from trouble, from struggle. Bible says Jesus is coming, rapture will take place. That the trumpet of God will blow, and we, saints, will be translated. That we will be given a resurrected body, heavenly body, and we will be with Jesus in glory. All of our loved ones who died in Christ, we are going to see them. But let's not make a big deal out of that. The thing is that we are going to heaven to see Jesus face to face. Bible says we are even going to know Jesus just like he knows everything about us now. That is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12. Bible says we are going to know him. We know him in part now. But when we get to glory, we are going to know him. So the deeper revelation of Jesus is until we get into heaven. It's until we get into glory. And when we get there, all of our suffering and pain and hardship and denial, it will worth it. It will worth it. It's the most beautiful experience. So Jesus, the call to journey with Jesus, you know, start with invitation to follow him. There are a lot of things in between. But then it will culminate in spending eternity with Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Who is excited about spending eternity with Jesus? Hallelujah. Number 23:10. Balaam prayed, Prophet Balaam. He said, let me die the death of the righteous, so that I know my hand will be like his own. Let me die the way righteous die. So that my hand, what is the hand of the righteous? All those who have been washed in the blood of Jesus. Our hand is to spend eternity with Jesus. Our hand is to be with him. And the more when we get to glory, the more we have bigger revelation of Jesus. The Bible talks about it in about three places in the book of Revelation. That will provoke, it will inspire songs that will be singing to the Lamb of God. The song of ages to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, if there may be somebody here who wants to begin that journey with Jesus, you have that opportunity. Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are heavy laden, laden with problem. You know, you are carrying burden. Come unto me. I will give you rest. I'm the one that you need. I am the bread of life. I'm the one that can satisfy you. Nothing else in this world will satisfy you. Nothing else. Come to me now. You can run to the feet of Jesus. Don't delay. You can come to him. You can come to him. Again, as disciple, I want to encourage you. 2 Timothy again. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. Bible says, as soldiers of Christ, endure affliction. As a good soldier, no man, no woman who is a soldier, like in the British Army now, they don't concern themselves with civilian affairs. You know, they are focused on their mission. Focus. So you too, we must focus on Jesus, and we must focus on our assignment. We must have a sense of mission. We are not in this world for nothing. We are in this world. Jesus brought us here. He created us for his own glory, to spend time with him, And of course, to work for his glory, to serve him by serving the people of our generation. So again, as people that may be, some of us, that may be finding Christian journey or life difficult, sometimes you are discouraged. Sometimes you are afraid of the future. I want to say this to you. Jesus said, endure. You need endurance. Perseverance, you need that. You said, so he said, you need a focus on him. Endure as a good soldier of Christ. As a good soldier of Christ. Journey with Jesus. I've talked about intimacy. Jesus exposed his disciple to his prayer life in the Garden of Gethsemane, even though they couldn't pray for 1 hour. Jesus said, can't you tarry with me for 1 hour? You see, essential call of disciple is to what? It's a call to prayer. Prayer life, we must take it serious. We must take it serious. Each time we pray, we are making contact with God. Something of God leaps from God and flows into us. Something of God enters into us. It, in the place of prayer, it takes our weakness and gives us his own strength. You see, we receive his life for what seems like death within us. Yeah, we are making prayer. In place of prayer, we are making contact with God. That is where grace flows. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, yeah. Yeah, journey with Jesus. 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 Enoch walked with God, and it was not. God took him. God took him. God also wants us to walk with him. He wants to take us beyond, you know, the place where sin and addiction dominate our life. He wants to take us beyond the reach of the assault of the enemy of our soul. There is a place in God where you are secure, where you can be secure. There is a place in God where you can be well protected. He not walked with God. It was not. God took him. God took him. God took him. Jesus, spiritually speaking, he will take you too. The more we grow in intimacy, he will take us on the higher spiritual pedestal. That's what he wants to do for us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are we getting blessed here this evening? Hallelujah. Amen. Journey with Jesus. Journey with Jesus. Jesus said, follow me, I will make you. You don't know what I want to make you. You haven't got an idea what I want to make out of your life. You look like a worm today, a worm that has no spine. But Jesus said, you that is a worm today, that is weak, that is weary. He said, I will use you to beat down mountains, to solve difficult problems. Now that's Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41, verse 14 and 15. He said, you worm Jacob, you worm, you see yourself as a worm that have no strength. But listen, he said, I am making you into a sharp threshing instrument. I am making you into an instrument in my hand with which I will do my work. I will use you to break down mountains, to shatter hills. You will even blow them away as if they are nothing by the flow of my power and grace through your life. I will make you, I will make you from worm into something of strength. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 14 and 15. That's where I'm speaking from. Isaiah chapter 41. He said, you worm Jacob, don't be afraid. Just surrender your life into my hand. I will make you. Begin this journey. Follow me, I will make you. It's the voice of Jesus to you today. He said, follow me, son. Follow me, daughter. I will make you. Your life will not remain the same again. Follow me. I will transform you into my image. I want you to know the goal of Christianity is not just to be in church on a Sunday or during the week. The goal of Christianity is to be transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. It's to be transformed. And the Bible says, as we behold him, we are changed from glory to glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 18. He says, as we behold him, like in a mirror, each day we are beholding him in intimacy. As we are beholding him, spending time with him, each day we are seeing a side of Jesus that we have never seen before. The Bible says, seeing Jesus like that, the revelation that the Holy Spirit gives to us of Jesus, a side of Jesus that the Holy Spirit revealed to us, Bible says, that changes us. That is how transformation takes place. That is how we become developed into the image of Christ. That is how we become developed into and Bible says, we are transformed from glory to glory, even as we behold him, as we behold him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many people here wants to be changed? How many people here wants to rise on a higher spiritual pedestal? How many people here wants to know Jesus more? Jesus is always available for you. And he's available in this place. And I'll make that altar call again. If there's anyone who wants to surrender their life to Jesus, please, everyone, you can bow your head. You can close your eyes. If there's anybody here, Is there anybody here who wants to answer the invitation of Jesus to come? He said, come to me, all of you who are burdened with problems, who have heavy weight on your soul, fearful, depressed, anxious, nervous, who are feeling insecure because of the future that looks bleak, that there is no light there. Jesus said, come. Is there anybody who wants to come? Who wants to answer? And if there is none, I want you to, while you are seated here, I want you to pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Jesus, help me in my pursuit of you. Jesus, help me. Give me the grace, the strength to walk with you like Enoch, to walk with you like Abraham. God spoke to Abraham. He said, Abraham, walk with me and be perfect. Walk with me and be spiritually mature. Walk with me and grow in me. So, Lord Jesus, help me to walk with you. Help me, oh God. Help me, give me strength. Help me to feed on you. Jesus Christ, you are the only one that can really satisfy me. And as I feed on you, change me. Change people around me. Help me to touch others for you. Help me to bring people around me to you, to your love, to your grace, and to this experience, and to the hope of going to eternity to be with you. To be with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For in Jesus' precious mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, Jonathan, you can come down the choir. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.